Simin Tof Reish Mem Vav Aleph through Gimel. Machaber says in Sif Aleph, Hadas Shanektam Reish Kosher Noshu Aleph Im Nishnayru Gimel Aleph Mekanechur Kosher. This is really the halacha that's brought down at the end of the Simin as well, with regard to Nektam. And the Goyin points out, Machaber Shekel points out, Mishnah Berurah brings it down from the Goyin, that he's just quoting the Lashon of the Rambam. But Be'etem, this is the halachas he's going to bring down the machlekes later on at the end of the simin. Now, why did he bring down the lashon of the Rambam in the first two sifim if he's going to discuss later on? So it says Machzor Shekel, Kachu Darkoi. Often he'll bring down the lashon of the Rambam. Is he going like that or not? It's not exactly clear. So the truth is that the Madani Yontif brought down the Prima Gadim brings down at the beginning of Hilchas. Issa Beheter, the Prima Gadim in his Klalim, which he's mitzayin to over here in our Simon, we'll get to it, Be'ezer Hashem, says that the Derech of the Rambam is, he says, the Beis Yosef never meant that the Rabbi Yosef Kairi, who wrote the Beis Yosef, and from the Beis Yosef, he wrote the Piskei Shulchan Aruch. That's what he says. L'shoinei tomid l'shoinei shel Rambam. That he always brings down the lashon of the Rambam. He never meant that he should pass from the Shulchan Aruch. He meant that he should learn the Beis Yosef and he passed from there. If he can't figure out what he meant, then he goes to the Shulchan Aruch. But if you see how he learns the Beis Yosef and he's not going to Rambam, so the fact that he goes to Rambam is love dafkarei. That's how he's paskening. Just he always wants the Rambam. Maneshra Hagadol. That's how the Beis Yosef goes. Now the truth is that l'maisa, very often l'halacha the mechaber goes with the Rambam keneged rei rubim shel rishenim. And Lule the Mr. Finamina when it comes to Shabbos, Malchashin and Tzrich Legufa, even though Rambam is the only one that holds that we pass him Malchashin and Tzrich Legufa is like Reb Shimon, he passes like Reb Yehuda, that it's Asa Midaraisa, Kim Dumani, there's Kamava Kamava Shmoisin that he goes like that, Kenegar Reb Rishinim, and he holds Malchashin and Tzrich Legufa Taka Asa Midaraisa like Reb Yehuda. Just that's the Lashon of the Rambam, it's not such a. Very often he quoted the Rambam, because the Rambam is Masakim very nicely in Halacha, so maybe he quoted them, Alav Dafka, is he going like that? But very often he is going like that, La Halacha. We'll have to see, we're going to really discuss Nektam at the end of the Simen, and Noshu later on when we get to it, because that's where the Mishnah Berurah discussed it for the most part, and therefore we'll discuss it then. Sif Beis, how you want Avim Rubis me Olav, Im Yeruka is Kosher. Vimadumais, O Yishchoyre is Pasol. Vimiyatin kosher, vim maitin is a yantla, fishukum masakin. All of our lichton, oish lichton echadech lachila, is a kosher. Um your mission, ve'elaf kosher, bechol inin. So, the Mechaber only discusses, and really the Gemara only discusses, the berries that are either green or they're black or red. It doesn't discuss any other color berries. So the truth is that actually should have brought them in. Rabban brought today anavim. We're going to discuss it at the end of the sermon. But he brought in hadasim that have blueberries. They're really the blueberries. And the truth is, like we saw, that it seems that at the beginning they're flowers, and afterwards they turn into berries. They look like a berry at the beginning, and they're green or yellow, or slightly even red possibly. And then they turn into, and they could even be white right before they turn. They open. They turn to the flower, they're white. After they open into a flower, afterwards comes the berry, kimdumani, and then that's all fruit start off as a flower. Every single solitary fruit that grows starts off as a flower. And from the flower, from the inside of the flower, that's where it grows. The mela turns into a red berry, and then afterwards a darker color, a deep bluish purple or black, and that's what the Gemara is discussing. So the Gemara says, if it's yoruk, the medvar murim that anavim rubim is fossil, that's dafk if it's a shcherim. But if it's yoruk, then it's kosher. So better with the stirum from the ratio to the seifo. Tmashma, the stirum diukim, tmashma, dafka shcherim is fossil. But if it be any other color, it would be kosher. And then it says, avo yirukais is kosher. Mashma dafka yirukais is kosher. But any other color is fossil. So what do we do in such a case? So Kapis tomorrow is Marachman against this, and he names on not exactly clear the cheshbon of Shad of how he comes out the Maisa to learn this way, but he names on Kapshutai that the rest of the colors are Taka Pasal. The Prima Gadol is Mistapik, and the way the Bikur Yaakov brings it down is that the Prima Gadol is Mitzadi Lekula, that's not a problem. It says, Be'etim, what do we do anytime that we have a Sira from the Rishon to the Seifa? You say Nasa, If it's shchareis, then it's pasul. If it's any other color, naseh kimi, then it's yirukais, and then meila it's kosher. So meila he learns that all the rest of the colors are kosher. So we have a suffik in psak how we paskin. So pashas lachareh, when we do that, what we should do in such a case is this is what the Prima Gadim says but hemshich. We're going to get to Kemushim. Is Kemushim Matzil or Kemushim not Matzil? In Siftes. The Mechaber brings down two. Yesh Mefarshim. His Lashon is, Im Oysim Olam Shalayavshu in Kemushim, Yesh Poysim, Yesh Machshirim. So this is, once again, it's a Suffolk. How does Mechaber Paskin? What did you do when it's a Stam Yeshem? You know, it passes like the Stam. What do you do when it's a Yeshem Yeshemim? So the Prima Gadim says over here, what should one do if it's a Yeshem Yeshemim? You should say that it's the Rambam, the Mechaber is not Machriya, and therefore, on the first day, it's a Safik Daraisa, you go to Chumrah. And the second day, Safik Darabanan, and you go to Kulam. I'm going to speak out a point over here that I think is extremely chashiv for all halacha, and therefore it's not 100% Negea, but in general it's Negea, so therefore I'm going to speak it out. The Prima Gadim, after he quotes this, he says, Ayin Mashak Safti, in the same column that I just quoted beforehand, in the Hakdamah Te'es of Heter. If you look over there, he has a bunch of simanim. In Simon Beis, he says this, he says, Stam V'yeshemim, Malacha Zek Stam, V'yeshemim, then Safik Daraisa Lachumra, Safik Darabanan Lekula. Then in Ois Dalet, he says, I said beforehand, it's telling Safik Daraisa Lachumra, Safik Darabanan Lekula. However, it's not that simple. Because what do we do in a case where you have to check out to see what are Rav Shitas? If Rav Shitas hold that it's one way, Rav Shitas hold that it's kosher. And if a Shita Yechidah holds that it's possible. So even though the Mechaber only brings it down as Yesh Mepharshim, Yeshem, Yeshemim, Lamaisa, we're going to go like the Rav. And that is, once I was asked by somebody in the Chabura, a very good question. And he asked me, he says, I don't understand, what's all the hack about every single Shaila that we have a Shaila, we have Machlekes HaPoskim. Look in Dor Malachim, fabulous Sefer, that I was familiar with. Come on, there's no Nidurin Bechlal in all of Yiddishkeit, that there's no Suffolk. Unless it's Mamash Mepharshim the Torah one way. But everything else is is this Shani Gemara? The Gemara says in Shabbos, that's the Yivak Shebuchutz Yislayimtu, they're not going to find the Torah. Shlayimtu halacha brura u'mishne brura b'shum makim. That you're always going to have machlekes and nothing's going to be klar. I don't understand what the shaila is. So lamaisa for the firzach, what's the shaila? Anytime you have a shaila with a raisa, kol lechumra. Every time you have a darabani, kol lechumra. Zei factor. Valid question. The answer is this prima gadim. It really depends. It's not just any way. Sometimes you have a shidich yidah. Somebody says, I'm just going to give one example because it came to my mind. They came up with an idea of how to make it that you shouldn't have an issue of opening soda bottles on Shabbos. So they have the caps, and usually to separate it from the ring is a shaila whether or not you're allowed to do that. You're making a kli, or is it machatech? Two different shailas. They came with that idea. You won't have the ring, and they'll just have a plastic covering, a little flimsy plastic covering over it, that you'll know that nobody tampered with it. If it's ripped open, then you know that somebody tampered with it. If it's not, then so you have the milo without having the issue of Shabbos. One of the it came with this idea here in Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, only in Eretz Yisrael. The kids are in America, they don't care about such shaylas. One of the people in the Badatz, they thought to do this for Pepsi. Pepsi's under the Badatz. One of the people in the Badatz said, one of the Gdelim said, if you do that, I think he said I'm being Purish. He says, Isser Daraisa, you're not allowed to do that. Now everybody else thought that it's Mutter. So now, we have a shaylah of Isser Daraisa here. So you say, Isser Daraisa, Tzavik Daraisa, L'chomer. Or do we say, no, Roy Rubam of the Poiskim held that it's Mutter Lechatchilo, not even shaylah, so therefore you don't reckon with it. So in other words, that's what the Prima Gadim is tying. It's not so clear that any time they have a suffix, you just go to the Reis L'chomer and then the Rabbanon L'kulam. It really depends on what the scenario is. Rabbi Yashiv says that something is Aser. But Yitzik Kaplan and Tzvav Rusa say that it's Mutter, so it's a Reif. Shtayim Kina Gerechot. We're not on the same ballpark, B'chlam. We're not, it has to be, it doesn't, the Klolim of Tzvav Reis L'chomer, Acher Rabbanon L'hato Yisru Kedemen, have to, or with certain Gedarim, and really it has to be within the same ballpark for it to work. In such a case, Lachara, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a suffix over here, Prima Gadim, a suffix was there. Lachara, that would be the Klara of Psak, would be Yerim Rishon, would be Kosher, it would be Safik Darais Lachomra, and on the rest of the days, it would be Safik Darabanan Lekulam. Lamaisa, the Hadassim that we get don't really have, they are berries, yellow, and like we said, there's mamish, all the different colors, white, and yellow, and green, and purplish, black, red. They're all the different colors. The mice, the ones that we get, do not have the berries. And if they do possibly have one, it's certainly not rubam, and therefore it's not going to be, it's not a shadow of the mice, so practically it's not going to be a neither. Now, Lachura also, this clear to say that Safik Darais Lachumra on the first day and Safik Darais Lachumra on the second day, that's if you learn that the Chasarn is a Chasarn in Hadar. But if you learn that the Chasarn is a Chasarn in that it's, maybe it's a pre, still it's going to be a Darabanan the rest of the days, according to the Rambam.
Okay.
Still, either way, Lachura, it's always going to be a Darabanan on the second day. From the second day on, do you Bechlal have to be Mayat the berries? That's the Shiloh. The mission the Rambam brings down, Miyam Rishon Ve'ilech, Kasher Becholinian. Kasher Becholinian, the Nesi Kelim understand Kasher Becholinian means, says the Magen Avraham, that since it's Biyodri to be Mimayin it, therefore it's Kasher Becholinian. Says Levush Yisrod, what does that mean? It's not exactly clear, really. Says Levush Yisrod, what he means to say is, Becholinian, it's Kasher, even if you're not Mimayin it, it's still Kasher. Why is it Kasher? Kol Aroy Levilo, Ein Bila Makem, it's the way. You don't have to be Mimayin, since you could be Mimayin it, Mimelo, it's not Ma'akiv, and therefore it's kosher. Now, lechura, that's quite a big chiddush, because if you want to tell me that the psul, the Sharatin brings down over here the Yerushalmi that says that the psul of anovim merubim is not because of hadar, like Rashi says, but the reason the psul is because it's considered a pri, as opposed to a anaf. It has to be a branch, and you're taking a fruit. So, if you're saying that that's the var, then you can say, even if you don't take it off, but since I could take it off, then I don't look at it as a fruit. They could come off. It's not intrinsically a fruit. You could just pull them off and you'll be left with your branch. What then? Take off the? Yeah, but it's intrinsically, ba'etam, what it is anaf. That's the way they refer to it. In a case where you had more berries, then you're going to turn it into a pre. But ba'etam, what it is an anaf, l'chera. In a case we have more, then we have to look at it as a pre. So, we wouldn't look at it as a... We could say, maybe we don't look at it as a pre, because you could take them off, to be able to take them off. But if the word is that it's hadar, it's a chasarn and hadar, it's not a chasarn and hadar. It's a chasarn and hadar. Where does it help you, the fact that you could take them off? Since I could take them off, so now it's hadar, the maisa, it doesn't look nice. The maisa, it's manumer. How is it going to help you? So, there's a similar thing we saw, when it gets to the leaves that are dry. The Ravid says, how do you know whether or not the leaves are dry? So he says, and Mishabur brings it down later on, you could soak them if they're green and you're not sure if they're still green or not, you're not sure if they're alive, soak the leaves, and if they get back to how they were, then you know that they're still alive. Now, do you have to soak them? The Pasha says, no, you don't have to soak them. Even without soaking them, it's still kosher. It's just if you don't know, soak them, that'll be your raya. But even without soaking them, it's kosher. It's not hadar. You didn't soak them. They didn't get back to how they were. There, it's different. So we can say, you don't have to soak them, since you could soak them. But there, it's really different. There, it's kolkama, if I soak it, it would get back to how it is. That means that right now, it's not a chasarn and hadar. Right now, it's not yavish. Yavish is defined by, if I soak it, can it get back to how it was? So if I'm going to soak it, it's getting back to how it was, then it's not a chasarn in hadar. Then right now it's not a chasar and hadar. It's not that it's kol aroy lebilei and bilei makeves boy. So lachar it's quite a big chiddush, and as Levush Yisrael himself points out, the Magen Avraham is chelik in the very next sifkatan. And not only that, if you look at the Machzor Shekel says that the whole yisoid for this chiddush is really a Torah sefer, because the Magen Avraham, the Levush Yisrael, gebaited on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham said that the vart is when he said because it's biyodei to be memayin it. Says the Master Shekel, that's not going on the Rambam Bechlal. That's going on the Mechaber. And the Mechaber says that if you're malaketem, im likton echad echad lechila, or she'over v'likton, then it's kosher. Why is it a problem of dichui? That's what the Beis Yosef said, since it's biyodei to be malaketed, so therefore it's not a chasarn in dichui. But he wasn't going on the vart of Miyam Rishon Ve'elech kosher b'cholinin. It could be that when he's saying the Miyam Rishon Ve'elech kosher b'cholinin, he meant to say a different vart, either because he's going to Shita Sabis Yosef, and therefore it's considered, we're not worried about hadar on the rest of the days, but not that that be'etzem it is a chasarn and hadar, just call it right the b'leim v'leim kevet. But Pashtis, what he's quoting over here is the Beis Yosef, who quotes the Archas Chaim, that there's no problem the second day. Now the reason is because there's no hadar. But the same way I would say that the Ramah holds, like the Bigur Yaakov points out, that Hadar passes all 7 days. What's the Ramah doing over here? The Ramah is saying that it's only possible the first day, the Chasarn and Hadar passes all 7 days. Lulu de Mistafina Amina, I would say that the same way that the Rambam, the Mechaber is quoting the Rambam, and Lav Dafki is going like that, and he's discussing later on, the Ramah is quoting the Beis Yosef, but Lav Dafki is going like that, and in Echnami, the Anovim Ruv we'll talk about later on, but Lav Dafka is that the way that he goes, Halacha L'maisa. to say the chiddush, basically we're coming out that to say the chiddush, kolorei lebila in bila makevas boy would seem to be a chiddush. It's going to come up also by Yavshu Olav. We'll see it at the end of the siman. Now there's one other nidin here. It's a very interesting nidin that comes out from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if you're mamayit, let's say you had more berries than you had leaves. By the way, what's more berries than leaves? So Dayan Fisher says that it's more berries than leaves. Even if the berries are much, much smaller than the leaves, so they take up much less space. Nevertheless, if you have 37 berries and 35 leaves, that's considered an Ovam Meruvim. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, even if you were ma'agid your lulav already, and then you took off the berries, it's still kosher. What's the bavarning? The Gemara. The Gemara says, Lafi demand number that tzarech eged, lulav tzarech eged, Rabbi Yehuda, if you take off the berries afterwards, you're already ma'agided. If you're Yafino and Lulav Misukkah, which Taisus lends on Kapshutai, that if you hold Lulav Tzarech Eged, then we learn that Lulav from Sukkah, then there's a problem of Tasav Lemin Asui. So when you put your Hadas together with the rest of the Minim and you were Ma'agadit, it wasn't Kasher, and then you took off the berries and you were Machshir. That's Tasav Lemin Asui. You first have to have a Kasher Hadas and then put it into the Eged. You can't make the Eged first and then be Machshir. Problem of Tasav Lemin Asui. Says Mishnah Berurah, we don't pass Lulav Tzarech Eged, and it's Kasher. We have a different challenge though. Let's say you're holding the lulav and the hadas in your hands, and then you pull off the berries. So you never took a lakicha of a kosher lulav, and it says v'lakachtem lechem. Klara is the prima bikur yakiv and siman tov reishon aleph. Is there a din lakicha? And the Torah says v'lakachtem lechem. Is there a din lakicha? You have to do a lakicha of your dal aminum. It's going to have kama nafkaminas. The first nafkamina is this nafkamina. If you are holding the lulav and your hadas in your hand, and then you pulled off the berries and you were machshirit, so my lekicha wasn't a lekicha of a lulav, which is kosher. And mamela would have to put it down and pick it up again. So this is not so common, because who has a hadas that has roiv berries on it? However, where does Bikur Yaakov clear it? In a few different places. By matana manas lahachzer. Somebody gives you a lulav, and you're kind of... Now, when you first took it, lekicha wasn't yours. It was only yours after you made the kinyan. After you made the kinyan, so now you have to put it back down and pick it back up again. Because you need to do a lakicha on something which is yours. Why is that? Excellent. Why is turning the estrig over not a problem? We can have the same shayla. And that's what they talk about also. The chur of what we do, b'shas ha-bracha, we have two eitzes of what to do b'shas ha-bracha. Either we turn over the estrig so that we shouldn't be yaitzeh till afterwards, make the bracha and then turn the esrog back over the right way. Or you could be mechaven not to be yaitzeh. When you mechaven hadi not to be yaitzeh, so then you're only yaitzeh afterwards, and then your bracha is considered evelas yaseh. Bechara, you didn't do lulakicha in a oifenishes kosher. You didn't put it back down and pick it back up. But there it's different. Because there, turning over the esrog is a maitzeh in lulakicha. Always, you're never going to pick up. You first pick up the lulav, and then you pick up the esrog. So when you picked up the lulav wasn't kosher because you didn't have the esrog. When you pick up the esrog in your hand, so you only picked up the esrog. You didn't pick up the lulav. The lulav was already in your hand before, and there wasn't kosher. The answer is that you always have to pick up both of them. So at the end of the day, you're going to have both in your hand. I have them both in my hand, and then I turn over the esrog. The esrog is up, and I have the esrog upside down. By turning it over, that's ki'ilu lakicha. I'm now taking the esrog. Kilo, I took the lulav, and now by turning it over, I'm taking the esrog because I did a maisa in the actual minim to take them. So mele, kilo is I'm taking them right now. That's a maisa. And not only that, he says, and if you're mechave not to be yotze, when I took it lechatchilo, there was no chesaron in lekicha. Lekicha was a good lekicha. There was no chesaron in the dalad minim. The dalad minim were all kosher. I just didn't want to be yotze yet, but it wasn't a chesaron in the lekicha. Mele, since it wasn't a chesaron in lekicha, it's not a problem afterwards when I decide now I want to be yotze, because the peshas that I took it was beseder. The problem is when I take it from somebody else. When I take it from somebody else, but there he tainas, and this is what Shlomo Zalman says: boyin ka'achas. When somebody gives you matan las lahachzer, your kinyan is also a kinyan of being kohen, and it's also lekicha. They happen at the same time. Mele, it's not a problem. So where is it? Yes, nagea. You go to the kaisel to daven v'sikin. Now, if you put down your dalad minim by the kaisel, you might not find it again. Or who knows what might happen. Now, maybe not. There's only a minion there. Believe that. But, so you don't want to put it down. So you're holding it. So you left on the bus at 4 o'clock in the morning, before Leit HaShachar, and you're holding it in hand the entire time. Come to the kaisel. You want to shuffle a little before davening, for those that do. And you were holding it from before Leit HaShachar. Before Leit HaShachar is not the Zman of Netilas Luv. So Lechera, you never did a Lekicha of Zman Chiyuv. You should have to put it back down and pick it back up. In such a case. That would be Lechera, the one tzad that we should need Lamaisa, because Matan al Slahafti, we wouldn't be worried about, and turning it over, we wouldn't be worried about. Maybe in such a case, there's an inning to be machmer, according to Zukur Yaakov, who's Mustafik, to put it down and to pick it back up, as the din lekicho. Lekachtem lechem. What's that? Is the Nanum considered Maisa? You ready? It's a new lekicho, it still didn't take it, you had it in your hands the whole time. Lekicho is lechor, taking it to your hands. You didn't have it in your hands in a kosher oifen. The way that you took it now is I took it now in an oifen that it became kosher, as opposed to if you always had it in your hands and just. Yeah, maybe you can switch hands and switch it back because it can't be oifen like that. Yeah, in the chanamri. If you go to the kreis of bachlal, if you hold that it's a deraisa on the rest of the days. Yeah, very nice. If you hold that it's a deraisa on the rest of the days by the kreis, because that's considered lifnei Hashem. So machlo lifnei Hashem shivas yomim. So in the in such a case, lecher you'd have to. Then you need a matan olas also possibly by the kreis. If you didn't bring your lulav, you'd get it from somebody else. There you could be yaseh with the two together. Can lekicha the rabbanan help? Good shalom. We come now to the kreis, and you're now mechuyev nidareis. So does that need you need an eye lekicha or not? Shalat Tova. The whole thing is a chiddush in the first place. It's like a lot of chiddushim together. But to say that you're chayv midarais over the kreisel 7 days is also a chiddush. It's not pasha. And therefore, from the rabbanan and yeah. Sif Gimel. The mechaber says Sif Gimel. Anaf eitz avoy saomer bateru wahadas shalom chayfin es eitzay. Kigoin gimel olin ayeser begivel echod. Agav, he says avoy says lav dafka gimel. Gimel oven olin or yoiser begivel lechad. V'm hoyu shnei olin b'shoven zekin agazevel ashlishi lemaylem him ein ze ovois of anikria hadashrita. This is hadashrita when you have two leaves coming out of the same spot and one leaf a little higher. That's considered hadashrita. Upasal afilo b'shasat chak. That's pasal says Rama even b'shasat chak. V'ikoman the Omar says the Rama v'gemara Rivkana the kosher that two and one is kosher. Okay, no, again beilam andinis lechatchila lotzis beilam hadasim uvam vein gimel olin begivel lechad. He says. It's not exactly clear what he's referring to. What were the hadasim that he has? He says there's a shita in the Gemara that says that two and one is not a problem. That's why we're neig to be yates with our hadasim. And then he says could be that our hadasim are not even hadashrita because hadashrita is two and one, and our hadasim are two and two. It's mashma that he was talking the entire time of hadasim that are two and two, and that's a rave of the hadasim that are growing as hedges in Ramat Eshkol and wherever else you are two and two. And that's what the Ramah is talking about, and that's what a lot of the Achrayim said, that the hadassim that we have are two and two. Ours are specially cultivated, and they get three without a problem. Bekitzer, what's the nidun here? Can you be yoytze, frektabir alacha, from the Bikur Yaakov? What's the tzad to be machsha with two? Lachar, you need aveis. That's when the Mechaber started out. You need aveis, which is three or more. So very good that two is not a hadashreitze, but it's not aveis. What's the nidun? So, what is aveis? The Gemara says, Heichi domi aveis. Koli kumin klio v'derim l'shasheres. What is koli kumin klio v'derim l'shasheres? There's three different things. Aveis, klio, shasheres. The pashas are all the same thing. That's Madunik and Rashi. That they're all the same thing. That... Klio, koli kumin klio means that it's braided, and shasheres means that it's a chain. And that is what aveis is. And... Bepashtis from Rashi it's mashma, the Lechayim Brocha is very marach with regard to this. From Rashi it's mashma, it's almost mafurish, that it means that we're referring to the width of the stem. We're not referring to the length. Covering the width of the stem, when you have three leaves along the width of the stem, that is like a chain, and that's like a braid, and that's what we're looking for. Now, who says that always has to be three? So... The truth is, the Gemara says it. Hechi domi yavi, kigoyin dekaymi tlosa tlosa tarpi bikino. That you have three leaves together. Her, that's what avi says. Not only that, the Gemara, there's psukim. Psukim says, vayevasua, it says in Micha, talking about three different people that got together to do an aveiro. So he says, the pasuk in Micha says, gimel zayin, that I saw, Mechim Bechasurim brings this down. He says, vayevasua, Rashi says, she'osu kikliya shochet bein shloshtan. Ovis means mishuleshes. Ovis means a braid. A braid is made out of three. If you take two together, you're not braiding them. You're twirling maybe and twining. But it's not a braid. A braid is dafka 3. And that's actually, if you look at the Targum Yerushalmi, that says that of dinuk, Rashi brings it down, of dinuk ki klio de chayvin. Klio, he refers to. That's mamish or aves. Aves is klio. And that's 3. And that's what the Gemara says. And that's what Rashi says. Rashi says in the Flamen Gimel and Aleph that you need 3 leaves at the top of the hadas that are lach. The bebotzer mi shloisha olin loy have aves, says Rashi. Less than 3 leaves together is not considered aves. So we see that aves needs to be 3. Vos helped us that it's not a hadas shreita when you have 2 leaves. But lamais, it's not aves. And memelo, the matmiya, what type of bikur Yaakov is marich, he says, no way to take a double leaf. If you look at the Rishenim also that he's quoting, that the Ramah's quoting, that they say that we can be mekel, they were talking about a hadas shreita. They weren't talking about 2 and 2. 2 and 2 is not aves. Hadas shreita, at least we have 3. It's just maybe walking like a shreita, like the Aran and the Ritva say. But it's aves. You have 3. Here you don't even have 3. No way that you could take it. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he goes to stand up for the Ramah, and he says, no, we find that aves is also called 2. Brings Raya from Arigo, from Kliya, the Rambam, that aves is also considered 2, and that is also a kiyum of aves. And the Meila, Kokama, that it's not a Hadashreita, then it's aves, and you can use the Lechat Kilim. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan names on. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura says, one should not use one, you should at least get one of them that has 3 leaves on it, and you can't get at least 3. But it's not so pasha bachlal that it's kosher, that it is considered obvious at all. Bizmanenu, that all our hadasim are basically the ones that they sell are 3 and 3, so even though it could be that you'll spend a lot of money on them, and if you just pick them from the gina and you save yourself anywhere between 50 and 150 shekel and a lot of time, but nevertheless, l'chera, since it's easy to get them, then one should get them. Now the question is, if you hold mamish, we'll have to see what's considered shloisha b'kanechad. If it could be that you'll spend hours and hours doing that, and it's much easier to get 2 that come out of the same spot than 3 to get out of the same spot. So maybe it should be same on the Ramah. Certainly, Mishnah Brura says one should not be same on this. It says mamish b'shas atchak, and shas atchak means that you can't get other ones, as we know, and therefore we cannot be same on this. Now, what is considered obvious, like we said? 2 and 1 is a hadas shreita. 3 coming out of the same spot is not a hadas shreita. Says the Ritva, what's considered a hadas shreita? He says, Ein shloshnem oimdim b'shuro ki ha'echad oila o yirid ma'at pakan. One goes up or down a little bit pakan. How much is a little bit? Mamash, it's a tiny little bit. If not mamash coming out of the exact same spot, then it's possible. So the Shmuel, B'shem, B'skarov, then Enochanami, they all got to be coming out of the exact same spot. And if they don't come out of the exact same spot, then it's not Meshulosh, and it's a problem. In the Sefer Dalim Min al-Nahajun, he said he asked Reb David Soloveitchik Shlito, and he says, no, the people that say that Shmua, they don't know what my father held. And my father held that as long as the bottom of the leaves meet at a certain point, that is considered obvious. Now that's really what they say over Meshem Nechazan Ish, that Reb Grandman brings down a Sefer Chedushim Rebiurim, and in Masechta Sukkah, that he says that the Chazanish told him that they don't mamash have to be coming out of the same spot, so long as the bottom of the leaf, what's considered the bottom of the leaf, so he brings down over there that he asked from Chaim Kanievsky, that the blita, the bump of the leaf, if the bump of the leaf at any point is touching, if you take a string and you wrap it around the leaf, and the top of one bump reaches the string, and the bottom of the next of the bump on the side of it also touches the string, even though it's a little higher up, but the bottom of this bump runs if you draw a line across, the bottom of this bump reaches the top of the next bump of the leaf that's next to it, that would still be considered aves. Not only that, his lashon was like this, ubalashon hazeh omarli. He says ubalashon hazeh omarli. This is what the Chazon Ish told me. It's not that if you have less than that, then it's going to be possible. Just if you have that, you know for sure good. Like we mentioned about to luluf. If you check the top of luluf and you see a perfectly round circle at the top of the leaf of the tiyemis, then you know for sure that it's not nektam. Doesn't mean that if you can't see the circle that it is nektam. No, lavdafka. It could be it's covered over the curve. It could be other reasons. But if you see this, you know for sure you're good. That's exactly what the Chazanish was telling him. If you could take a string and go around and it touches it, that's for sure good. Could it be even more than that, Kenzan? At that point, I think he wanted to bring down in the sefer that the brisker of taka is machmor ben gas to that. Anything which is not that is pasul taka, even if you have a suffix. But according to the Chazanish, if you have a suffix, it would be beseder also. That's what he brings down from Chaim Kanievsky and brisker of. That's also beseder. Now, that's one mahalach in what's considered mishulish. There's another mahalach which is considered mishulish that they bring down mishem, the shevet Levi. And mishulish means kol shilamaris ayinir mishulish. Anything that you look at it, it looks mishulish. It's not clearly that one sticks up above the other one. That's not how the shevet says. You, it looks when you look down, it looks like it's mishulish. Then that would be considered mishulish. I've definitely seen poiskim check hadasim like that quickly, just a glance. To see, is it considered mishulish? And that's enough to be considered mishulish. Not only that, he brings up something very interesting there. He says Rav Moshe Shapira told him that he brought tens of in the sefer Dal Amin Mamadrin, he brought tens of hadasim to the Chazanish, and the Chazanish would look at it. He says, "Are you boidik b'riya shitchis im zanir mishulish?" Look at it superficially to see is mishulish. He wouldn't sit there. Some boitzim they take a look. They look at every row and they turn it around and they check. It's very time consuming, so they don't like checking them so much, because also every person is at least three they have to check. Not that he's getting for his father and his grandfather, and he has two packages just in case. So you have 15, 20 hadassim, and you have to check every row, so it's very hard to check every single one. But some people, some might seem to take a check. However, he says, even the Chazanish, who said, where we get the chumrah from, what we call a chumrah, that you need what they call chut makif, that you have to be able to have a string that goes around it, and the leaves, the bottom of the leaves all touch at some point, that even him, when he checked them, told that it was near mishulish, he considered that mishulish. Now, I know for myself, when I was a bachar, I used to spend hours with it. After that, I changed things, and I just buy a more expensive package, and I'm same on that. That's considered mishulish. Certainly, sheer mishulish, kamat every single hadas, Rav Shir Hadas, which is what's Ma'akiv, Kimat every single solitary Hadas, Kimat, has Rav Shir of a Hadas, which is Mishulish. The top 3-4 inches of the standard, 4-5 inches of the standard Hadas, almost always is Mishulish 100%. When it gets to the top, that the leaves are very small, then it's much more common to find that it's Mishulish perfectly. When it gets lower down, then you have more issues. So, for sure, Kosher, basically, every single hadas you'll have. We'll see exactly the cheshbon is later on in Sefei, where we reckon the shiurim. But, and we have the shiurim that hold that anything which is near mishulish is also considered mishulish. One could spend many, many, many hours on it. And everybody's got to use their mishkalach hasidus. If it's going to cause you to hate the mitzvah, certainly you shouldn't do that. If you'd be learning instead and you're just being vassal, so then. But if you're not going to be learning, and you can be mashki in a mitzvah, it's so terrific. And it's for you that you enjoy this. Matoiv ma'anayim is to be mahadar in a mitzvah. Now, what happens if you don't have the leaves reaching the bottom of one leaf? The top of the leaves don't cover the bottom of the next leaves. That we saw over here, the Shari Tshuva brings down from the Morik Tzio, who says that it says anaf eitz avos, that you need that the leaves cover over the stem. And if you tell me that by a lulav, tzina harabarzel, where the leaves don't reach the next leaf, it's going to be possible. Then kal v'chomer in a case where, in hadasim, in such a case, that certainly that's going to be possible, because the Torah says you need enough of chayvin azeitzay. And if it's not chayvin azeitzay, for sure it's going to be possible. Azeiz akter. Kal v'chomer. The Chazanish is ma'ir. He says that, no, it could be that dafka by lulav, because by lulav, it's considered a ufta if it doesn't have leaves. The derech is that it has leaves very, very close to each other. Kokam, that you have something which is mamish, it doesn't have the leaves covering it, it's not a lulav b'chlal. That's not a lulav. It's a ufta. And memeil, that's possible. Masha'inkin, kufmen vav, oistas vav. However, says the Chazanish, however, in a case by a hadas, enough of chayvin aseitzer, we go basar reiv. Is enough of chayvin aseitzer, you're not. It's not a different min, just because part of it is not 100% covered over. As long as you have enough chayvin aseitzer, that's enough. Now, it could be that it's tali ve'etzem, and what does it mean? Enough chayvin aseitzer? Is that a simin or a sibah? Is that just a simin to what the type of min is, or no? You need that it should be enough chayvin aseitzer. Betzim Nachrenim clear this benegia to obvious also. Is obvious a psul be'etzem, or is it just a simon? It's not a siba. The truth is that we saw it's machlekes rishenim. The ra'ah holds that obvious is just a simon, and b'meila even if you have two leaves, it could be that's also considered obvious because it's min obvious, even though you don't have three. And the other rishenim, the goyim, kinira, clearly hold not that way. They hold that if you're missing even one leaf from all your entire shir of a hadas, then it's possible. Why is it possible? Because it's not obvious. What do you mean? It's min obvious. Tara says no. Obvious is bimitpoil. Obvious means bimitzias, and therefore you need it. That's the shaila we already seen. The rishenim they're clearing when it says obvious. When it says enough is obvious. They need enough of chayvenes eitz. So obvious means three. I mean, if you don't have three as a puzzle, that's machlekes between the goyim and the ra. If you have enough of chayvenes eitz. If it's not enough for chayvus zaytay, is that possible? That's machlokes between the nachrinim, between the marksiyah, chazanish. The truth is, Rabbi Yerucham already speaks out about it, and he says that it's only a simon. Enough for chayvus zaytay is only a simon, and you don't need it. Where is it more? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't pass in that way. The chazanish is mefakrik on it, and the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down b'chlal. And lechura, we didn't see it in another achrinim. So the pashtus is that it's not a problem, and it's only b'chirin lechol stern. That's where he goes nemzon kapshuta in his sefer. That even if lechatchil, it's nice to have it, but if you don't have it, certainly it's not possible. I saw from Brookwood sitting on the Nemon. He says the minig olim is to say that it's possible. The minig olim is to be machmir with this. Now it's a chiddush to say that it's mamash to be possible if you don't have it. If that's the mishabur, then even bring it down. But I do think that the minig olim is to be machmir. The olim looks to see is it covering or not. Is it covering or not? Do you have to check every single one? No, the pashas, even if not every single one is covered, that's okay. It's not going to be, ofta is not going to be a different min. But for us, we have Revi the Shir. The whole Shir, Revi the Shir, that wouldn't pass up. But Lamaitso, the meaning of the Elam is to be Machmer. The question is, how far do we take this? If you need enough of Chayven Ezeitzai, so the leaves have to be Mamish, Samud, covering the branch? Let's say they're spread out. Very often the branches are spread out. The leaves are spread out, and they're actually covering the branch. So the Rishash is Meridus. Rishash is Meridus and Rashi in the Sugya, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. He says, Rashi says, you need enough of Chayven as Eitzai. Eitz Aramayin, Kalua Hu Avon, Ein Olav Ritzufin Lechastas Kol Eitzai. It's Mashma that you need, Mamash that the leaves should be covering over the Eitz. So he says, Ve'ein Ha'olim Nizarim Bazev Etzarachin, says Rishash. Ein Olim Nizarim Bazev Etzarachin. So it's also this Tali in the Shailo. Is an Eitz, enough Eitzavah, he said, enough Mechastin is all of Mechasin is Eitzoi. Is that a simon or is that a Siba? In other words, it's only kosher because of that? Or is it a simon to what type of hadas we need? There the Pasha says, I think the element is not makbid. The element is not makbid. They should be going up, and it's Ramesh bending down to Seder. But the element is not makbid, there should be tamud that you can't see the branch. So I don't know if it's a stereo mine obey to be choshish for one and not to be choshish for the other one. For mice, it seems that the ilum is more makbid benegeah to the leaves covering over. L'chur, the word is because it's not. It's more kolor really be in bil makevis. This is considered enough of chayvin tzeitzai, even if the leaves are prudais. But since you could put them together and recover it over, it's not a problem. As opposed to a case where the leaves don't reach the bottom of the next leaf, there even if you push it together to the stem, it's still not going to be kosher in such a case. Maisa. The Pnei Yeshua, the Chaim of Rocha, they're Marech when they get to the Shaila of Aves and Anafet Aves, does it have to be covering? I think that is the Minig Olam, is L'chatchila to be Makbid on that it should be covering the bottom of the He Nemzon, the Chaim of Rocha Nemzon, that you need it, that it should be covering the bottom of the leaves. Brookwood said that that's the Minig. The Maisa Mishabur doesn't bring it down, so it's hard to passel it. But L'chatchila, certainly one should be Makbid on that, since it is very Matsui. And if you could have it that the leaves are even covering the stem, so that's Mateva Manoim, but I don't think the Ilam is so makbun on that, like the Rashash was made, that's not Lamaisa, the Menega Ilam.